Vivian Beatty, Charlemagne's interview with Biden reveals how blacks allow Democrats to degrade us. By Robert Krajicek on July 24, 2020. Vivian Beatty told Breitbart News that former Vice President Joe Biden's interview with radio personality Charlemagne the God exposes how blacks allow Democrats to degrade them. She joined Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily for an interview with host Alex Marlowe. Beatty poured black paint over New York City's Black Lives Matter mural in front of Trump Tower on Saturday. In June, she confronted Black Lives Matter protesters inside the so-called Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, CHAZ, shouting that it is not police, but Planned Parenthood that is the number one killer of the black community. In an interview on The Breakfast Club in May, Biden told Charlemagne the God, "If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black." Beatty asked what black Americans had done to allow Democrat politicians such as Biden to speak of them with such contempt. "What have we done as black people to even make Biden feel comfortable enough to say that out of his mouth the way he did?" said Beatty. The way he stunned Charlemagne was crazy, because he just stunned him. "And this is big bad Charlemagne, he trashes everybody, but stunned completely by Sleepy Joe. I couldn't believe it. If you're that stupid to vote for him, if you're actually black and dumb enough to still vote for him after that, then you're on your own," Beatty added. Listen. Charlemagne the God's response to Biden showed everything about how Democrats treat blacks, determined Beatty. "Charlemagne is known to be like the Wendy Williams male of the black community," stated Beatty. "He's always driving and digging into people and pulling out information, and challenging them. This is what he's known for, but in this moment you watch him just completely get stunned. And it shows me, it gave me a reflection of master and slave all over again. All Biden's got to do was tell you, you don't vote for me. You ain't black," while pushing this ignorant fake wannabe black accent. "And Charlemagne is just stuttering, especially as a man, that's embarrassing," Beatty said. "If you don't see that and realize we have a huge problem with how Democrats treat black people or where they see our votes, you're in trouble," Beatty said. "You're blind." Beatty highlighted the Marxist foundation of the Black Lives Matter campaign and its opposition to family. "Black Lives Matter does not support the nuclear family. Therefore, Black Lives Matter does not support the black man," Beatty said. "In the black community, the biggest issue is fatherlessness. This is a humongous problem in the black community. So by them not supporting the nuclear family, they don't support the man as the leader, the woman as the helpmate, and the children as the fruit of the relationship. Whether people like it or not, the man is so important and vital in the family. He is the house. He is the foundation, and he is the director authority under God. And children need a father in their lives to teach them authority, to teach them masculinity, to teach them strength, to help them understand the concept of respect," Beatty said. Beatty tied fatherlessness to criminality. "That's why you've seen a lot of young black men, right now, locked up," Beatty remarked. "You've seen a lot of young black men, right now, on the block shooting and killing each other, because these young men don't have a daddy. Their father is hip-hop and the drug dealer with the most money. Abortion is the biggest killer of the black community. 28 million babies, averaging about 675,000 babies a year. That's a lot of children dying. We are actually declining. We were at 13% of the population. We're going down to 12, Beatty concluded. Beatty belongs to At Well Ministries and launched a Jesus Matters campaign. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.